It's not a bad start. Mostly sunny day. There's a little bit of rain well off the coast, but Sydney, a mostly sunny day, looking for 19, 20 degrees. There's areas of fog patches in the west this morning. Take it easy there. But as I say, there's a chance of a shower, but it's well off the coast at this stage, and if it does, it'll be coastal. So for Rose Hill, it's going to be a mostly sunny day coming up. Tomorrow, the same. Monday, the same. And by Wednesday, we're looking at around 23 degrees. Currently, it's 8 in Sydney.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB's amazing everyday value. Find out more at tab.com.au.
And we're all set now. And we're all set now.
This is your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio. Heard in Sydney on 1017 AM. Throughout New South Wales on the FM band, digital radio and the TAB app.
And they're off and racing.
It's time for Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome for those that are joining us out of our 7 o'clock news to Saturday racing for August 27. It's Run to the Rose and Premier's Cup Day out at Rose Hill for the ATC today. We're on a heavy 9 with the prospect of getting to an 8. We're on a heavy 9, though, right now. 5.88 is the penetrometer and the rail in the true. We'll update on the early scratchings for you in a moment. We're definitely on the Beaumont track at Newcastle. They got that coastal rain overnight. It's a soft, it's a heavy 10 with 7 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours, 21 for the week. They've galloped and they've walked it this morning, and it's certainly deemed safe at a heavy 10, the Beaumont at Newcastle. Our other TAB program is at Port Macquarie. They got 5 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. It's a soft 7 this morning, and the rail at 5 metres for Port Macquarie. For Caulfield, the Memsey, the Group 1 day down there, it's a good 4, penetrometer 5.12, and for Doomben, a sunny day up there, it's a good 4 with a peno of 4.76. Repeating, the Parks meeting for New South Wales today is off that non-TAB, but Rose Hill, Port Macquarie, Berrigan and Beaumont on the Newcastle are all on. Mike Fraser's online, and I reckon, Mike, I'm going to come to you first because you'll be pumped after the Bronx. Oh, did they do a job on the Storm last night?
Good morning, Andrew. Is John O'Shea on this morning? I can't see him on the run.
No, his name is not there.
It was,
but it's now been... he texted me, put a line through it. No, he's not on.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Pumped. I was back in the groove last night, and their defence was awesome. And so, yeah, look, things are back on song, but that's only one game. They've got to keep going.
Yeah, exactly. How's this meeting look for you?
Good meeting. It's a really good meeting. Obviously, we've got the Run of the Rose with some good horses. But interestingly enough, we've got this third race. It's a benchmark 70 for the three-year-olds. And every year, well, for the last 5 years, this race has produced some fantastic horses. 2011, Dr. Doom went on to win the Spring Champion Stakes. 2012, Nozita and Prasea. 2013, Happy Clapper, Bull Point and Savvy Nature. 2014, they produced the trifecta in the Spring Champion Stakes in Swayness, First Seal and Hampton Court. Last year wasn't quite as good. River Wild ran fourth in Australian Guineas and Devil Hawk won a Group 3. And I must confess, I didn't get all that information myself. I picked that up on RaceNet yesterday, but it was...
Well, it tells the story of how people pick races, don't they?
Well, it's amazing. It's just been an amazing race over the last 5 years. So really looking forward to the meeting. Some good races, some good competitive fields.
All right. That's the third race. Let's just go through these early scratchings before we welcome in Ron this morning. Where are we up to? We're up to 15. There's been a couple of extras this morning. At the moment, race one is clear. Race two, number four, Tower of Song, and seven, Labdian. Four and seven are out. Race three, number one, Haydock. Race three, number one. The fourth, number two, Perizzata. Three, Handwritten. Six, Lemia Strays come out this morning. It's running at Maruya tomorrow. And 14, Snowbrook. 2, 3, 6, and 14. The fifth clear, race 6, number 10, L.A. Chevelle, and 11, Oscar's Choice, 10 and 11. At the moment, races 7 and 8 are clear, and race 9, 1 in Costanati, 6 in Vincibile, 12 Dubawi Dreams come out this morning, 13 Dinghu Mountain, 15 Servant Volley, and 16 lucky fish came out late yesterday. So the extras this morning, A Tower of Song, race 2, number 4, Lemmy Astray, race 4, number 6, and Dubawi Dream in the last, race 9, number 12. So we're up to 15 earlies. Ron Duppersy, we've just got a bit of a line issue to his home, but he's certainly on the phone. Morning to you, Ron. We've even got an issue with his phone. Fair dinkum, what's going on here, Mike?
What's he talking? I can't understand.
We're going to try it again. Hello to you,
there he is. I can hear everyone loud and clear on every device I've got here, Ed.
No, well, we're paddling hard with the other unit. We'll keep doing our work with that. But, Ron, we're on a heavy 9 with the prospect of getting to an 8 with the sunny conditions we've got today.
Yeah, look, it's disappointing. Well, obviously, we expected it with the rain, with the weather we've had in New South Wales, but disappointing we've got such beautiful horse flesh, a lot of resuming today with these three-year-olds heading towards the Golden Rose, but that's what we're working with, and it's still a very, very interesting day's racing, Andrew.
Duff, I don't know whether you heard, Mike, in the chitter-chatter of getting you on the phone, but this third race, it's really stacked up in recent years. The nice horses go to it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, it's a bold move by Gay with 1,400 first up with evacuation, on a heavy track when he's only had a 1,000-metre run, and it's a real talking point. But one thing that he's been backed off the map. He's $3 already. Yeah. I thought he's a horse they may have taken on, but big boys wanted to get involved with him earlier in the week.
Yeah, he's been the push all week, and pretty well since... even the first trial, the people were all talking it up. James McDonald's up bright and early. He's been out and about, I would say, riding track work somewhere. James, morning to you.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, mate. Where have you been this morning?
Just down and run to the shops and back.
Oh, you haven't been to work there? Haven't been to track work?
No, not today, no.
Understand. Well, we're starting to build up, mate, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It's getting exciting. So a few of the good ones are stepping out, and obviously... we've got big fish to fry, so a good starting point for them today, most of them anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Where do you want to start, Ron?
I think we'll start with Astern, Andrew, in the Run to the Rose. It's a tricky one for you, James, where you've got all these beautiful colts resuming in this race, all in the same race from the team, but you've always had a soft spot for this horse.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a beautiful animal. You only have to look at him to... get excited about him, and look, his record's pretty good. He's only had 4 starts and 3 wins, and he only failed in the slipper drawing 15 or whatever it was, but he's come back in great order. I was pretty excited the way he trialled the other day. Obviously, he used to, when he dead-heated with Aldovino, he was 4-5 wide, very fierce, and the run did himself no favours. He's probably there at the end of his campaign as well, so to say he did hit it with Aldovino, his favourite for the race, it puts a very good form line through it, and I think my horse was coming towards the end of it. So now he's come back a better horse. I feel he's definitely matured in the brain as well as physically. So all things point to he's going to have an exciting preparation.
Should get a nice run there from Barrier 3?
Yeah, you'd expect so. Obviously, he'd probably be thereabouts on the speed, and if he's good enough on the day, obviously he's got to give a bit of weight to some of the others, like a pound or two. So we'll see how good he is today.
What do you say about these other horses, Impending? How's he returned?
Very good order. I worked him out at the farm the other morning. He's in fantastic order. He's probably the most forward out of all of them. I've sat on all of them in their preparations this time around, and I think... if there's anyone that's forward enough to resume, it's definitely him. I think the others will probably... I'm saying he'll probably need a run, but out of all of them, he's the most forward.
Okay. And, you know, if you face the facts, Telperium was probably the best run coming out of the slipper.
Yeah, he's going okay. He's definitely going to need the run, though.
Yeah, okay, so maybe later in the spring for him.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not his race, that's for sure, and we'll see him once he gets over a mile.
Road and Drive in the first, in race 2, sorry. You've won on him in the past.
Yeah, Stayer. you know, the first up run, he went okay, he battled on good. He's an honest little fella, but he'll give his best. Obviously, you won't see his best until he reaches probably 10 furlongs or so. So this is probably another stepping stone towards the start of his campaign. So I probably couldn't see him beating a few of these sharper horses, but he's going to give his best.
Lucinari resuming, only one run last preparation, but it was a stakes win.
Yeah, she's a good little mare, though. She's a very fast mare. She gets back, she rattles off very quick sectionals, their last two. So looked for her to be hitting the line, probably similar to the colt run. She's going to probably need a little bit of a run, but look, if she gets the breaks her way, she's definitely capable of winning a race like this. She's a high-class galloper.
What about Handfast Racing? He just kept improving last preparation.
Yeah, he was unreal. Obviously, he fell in a Newcastle maiden, and then he went from leaps and bounds. But come back in great order. He's reasonably forward for this run. I thought his trial was fantastic. Other than that, I didn't sit on him, but he looked very good in the eye. So he's worked really well at home, and I look for a forward showing from him. Obviously, it's a very strong race. You could make a case for four or five of them.
Listening to John, you could make a case that Allergic can only improve in this race. They thought he was a little bit big going into the last win.
Yeah, his work's been brilliant too. So probably out of all the gallopers, I'd say he's probably my best ride for the day. But he's gone from leaps and bounds. He's improved. I worked him before he won that last race, and I worked him before this race. So pretty excited about his showing today. I think it's his race to lose, to be fair.
This was Chetwood in the last. He seems a brilliant horse. Can he 13.50 on a heavy nine? Can you get him to settle?
Yeah, look, he's another one that obviously I haven't had much to do with. I've only ridden him at one start, but he does look very bold going. Obviously, they have him. The team has him in that regard. He's like a Vasca quarter sort of horse. But like you say, he's going to have to need to settle to run that 13.50, and if he does that, he probably can do it. But obviously, he's given a bit of weight away to Kenny Asset, who's finished second, flashing second. But I think he's a capable galloper. He's a very good galloper, and I'd say he would have improved a hell of a lot off that first start run. So I think he'd be very hard to beat today.
All right. Well, we can't wait to see them all unfold. You know, you go with your gut instinct, and Ron, you can just hang off your phone, mate. I think we've got our normal system working, so we'll go back to Ron in a moment. But James, you go with your gut instinct with Astern. A lot of people were surprised, but you feel that he's just the right horse to be on for this race going forward.
Oh yeah, for sure. Obviously, he's got some bigger fish to fry, but I think he's a very quick. He's got a lot of pace, this galloper, and over the six furlongs, I think he's definitely capable. Look, I could change my mind come the seven furlongs, but I think heading towards the Coolmore and the Roman Consul, those kind of races, he's definitely the right horse to be on.
Understand. Ron, anything with James just to wrap it up?
Just your fitness. You have to see John say you come back a few kilos heavier. Are you sort of going to ride that 55 now instead of the 54?
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to getting it down. Obviously, I'm just ticking away quietly at the moment. It's coming down really nicely at the moment. I just don't want to rush it there, yeah. Ron, because you know what, it can spike a bit if you do bring it down, but I rode 55 and a half on my first day riding, so I'd be definitely looking forward to riding 54 over the carnival and down to Melbourne anyway.
Beauty.
Good luck, James. Hope they all run well for you today.
Thanks
a lot, mate. James McDonald talking about those rides. Ron, many were surprised, and Mike will bring you into this with Astern, but you've heard the thoughts of the jock this morning.
Yeah, look, it's interesting. It's interesting to hear James say, well, I'm really happy. He's really happy with Astern, but he seems to think the other colt seems to be the more forward impending. It's an interesting situation. I suppose impending's the one that probably has to win to get into the Golden Rose, or get some prize money anyway. So he's chasing his tail there as far as order of entry is concerned.
Yeah, Mike?
Oh, they're both coming off super trials, so I'm really looking forward to seeing them. It's a bit hard to say one's better than the other at this stage, and fitness levels are obviously going to play an important part of it. But moving forward, they both look fantastic in the trials. I thought there was a number of great trialists here in today's meeting, but none more so than these two.
A couple of extras. Letchworth has come out of race two, number 9, Letchworth. And also Harara's come out of race six, number 1. So we sit at 17 earlies at this stage for Rose Hill. Ron, you're not really a weights man, are you?
Not really. Obviously it's relevant. Yeah. And it's probably more relevant with in-form horses. So I don't think it can make a horse that's out of form come into form, just the weights. But,
yep.
I think if you're pressing on this last race today...
Yep, we've got Gabby online, Gabby Engelbrecht, the trainer of Kenny Essen. This is the horse that does get that 4-kilo turnaround on Chetwood.
Yeah, and it is relevant with a situation like this because they were both very good runs.
Yeah. Morning, Gabby.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm well. We're just discussing the turnaround in weight. It can be crucial for your horse today.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of an advantage for us today, especially given that him and Chetwood are probably the two progressive horses in the race. So, I'm looking forward to a rematch, that's for sure.
And you're happy with the way he's trained on, Gab?
Very happy. You know, I think the prep that he's had into this second run has been a lot smoother and a lot more flawless than going into our first run. So, I couldn't be happier with him. He's a lot fitter. His coat's a bit shinier. He's looking pretty ready.
I think the thing in his favour today, obviously the weights are in his favour, but the thing that concerned me most was such a big field and his racing style. But considering these scratchings, we've got 6 of them now, that's negating that to a big extent.
Well, that's right. I had the same concerns, Ron. You know, when the last thing you want is a horse that's a back marker that's got a really explosive turn of foot, having horses that are perhaps not handling the wet or don't have the same sort of sprint that he does, getting in his way and causing a bit of chaos. So, I think the scratchings are certainly going to help us and allow him to sort of have a much more clear crack at him.
And he's obviously a much more mature horse, this preparation?
Oh, so much more mature. I was actually chatting with Glenn yesterday about him, and I remember when I ran him in the up and coming, and he looked like a foal compared to some of the other horses in the race that day. You know, he was so tall and lanky and skinny, and you know, so raw. But he's so much stronger, and he's really furnished and a really lovely horse, actually.
Yeah, well, that's the reason I ask. You know, like he said, you know, he hasn't really got through a prep yet. His first up run's been his best run every time. Not that he's had more than 2 or 3 into a prep.
That's right. I mean, he was second up into the up and coming that day in his first prep, and that was a huge run
day. Yeah.
So that gives me a bit of confidence, because we can't take anything out of his second up run last preparation because he was injured. So, I guess I'm guided by his second up run in that first prep. So, I know he can do it. I know he's capable. He's not just a first up specialty sort of horse. So, I'm still pretty confident about it.
If he gets through today, are you eyeing off a target, like a good race?
I'm eyeing off a few. There's so many options for us depending on how he goes today. I think the most likely next step for us will be the Bill Ritchie in 3 weeks. And then depending on how he goes today and in that, we'll determine the rest of our spring. If he's up to it, there's a couple of nice Group 1 miles around. if he shows for whatever reason that he's not quite up to it, then there's a whole lot of other races for him too. So I'm trying not to get too ahead of myself, and just judging him run by run and taking him where he shows us that he needs to go.
Lovely. Good luck with him today.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Gab. Gabby Engelbrecht, the trainer of Kenny Essen in the last. How do you see it, Mike?
Yes, you've definitely got a chance. He's my top pick at this stage, for sure. Yeah, no, he'll run well for sure. He is nicely weighted, though.
Yeah, he is. I was worried about him with that big field getting back and his danger just highballing it, doing it easy up front. I'm weakening now, now that there's only 10 runners left in this race and we haven't even got to the bottom of the scratchings yet, so it makes it so much easier for him now.
Ronnie, what about this horse, Secret Prophet?
Well, I wanted to see him on a drier track, you know, like he did a bit of work outside him in that race and just caved in, didn't he? But they've fiddled with the gear, and his old form would, you know, shape up in a race like this.
He's beautifully weighted in that, you know, taking the same form lines. He actually meets Chetwood 8 kilos better. So.
Yeah, but that's what goes back to my theory. Is it going to turn an out-of-form horse into form weights? But when you've got two horses fighting the finish out, then there's the weight differentiation there. Mm. But this horse, he needs every bit of those 8 kilos being beat at 13 lengths.
Exactly.
Yeah. We've got a scratching in the Memsey down in Melbourne, Tabago. ATC Derby winner's just come out. I spoke with Trent Bussard and off-air just while you were interviewing Gab there. He rang me and he said the horse just didn't eat up overnight. There's no temperature or anything, but they want to be cautious guys. So they'll press towards the Maccabi Diva on the 10th. They'll trial him up during the week, but he just didn't eat up overnight, Ron. And it's just signs. You never know, do you?
Yeah, he stood on a miss runs with these horses, you know. They've got targets, and it's interesting. Well, you can monitor that during the week.
Yeah, we will. So Tabago's come out, race 7, number 10 of the Group 1 Memsey. And just checking if there's any extras for Rose Hill from the last time we checked. There's one more. Let me just... Calabas has come out of... the third race for Kim War. Kim, really, we had her on yesterday. Ron, I'm not too sure whether you heard it, but she just wanted to see that track improve. But obviously still a 9 with maybe a chance of getting to an 8. So Calabasas, race 3, number 3, is officially out of that race.
Okay.
All right. Tab Highway today. What are we thinking there, guys? Can this horse of Todd Willans continue... after its run, sort of, or its recent win?
Look, I feel it's a very tricky one. You know, like Beside You won a weak race last time, but it did it with style. And then you got, you know, this Akasaki, who only had one run back from nearly a year off, and it was on a heavy 9. How's it going to recover from a run like that? On a dry track, the top one would be a certainty, even with the weight. It's a really hard race to line up the way I'm looking at the race, and alliterates the other one that I'm bamboozled with on her old form.
Exactly.
She'd win. But how bad did she go first up?
I'm interested to see. There's one of these scratchings here, and it's pretty well documented. That horse handwritten. There you go. I don't have to say any more. How good was that trial?
Well, I've got $4. They put $4 up in Brisbane.
Yeah,
so
Brisbane, yeah.
What a trial.
Yeah, it's as good as it gets.
Yeah, well, it's in the fourth race and we're waiting to see who rides it, Mike. That's how important it is.
Everyone.
Michael could ride it.
Ronnie.
We're going to take a break on that point and then come back with more. It's 28 after 7.
For the very best summary of group racing from around the country, you need The Wrap. This Sunday morning at 9, The Wrap talks to the key players from Rose Hill and Caulfield, just like Hugh Bowman on the comeback of Wings.
It's just me and her. And I can't tell you how impressive she felt. Like, first time I really understood, you know, what an exceptional turn of foot that she got.
The Wrap, Sunday mornings at 9 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Say hello, say hello.
Get your catalogue for the Inglis Ready to Race Sale, featuring the strongest collection of two-year-olds ever offered in Australia. Tuesday, October 4 at Newmarket, Sydney. Catalogue available now at inglis.com.au.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of NRL. It's the only magazine carrying official NRL team lists, plus expert analysis, previews, statistics, feature stories on your favourite players, even a fantasy NRL guide. Big League, your most trusted source of rugby league info and the highest-selling rugby league publication in the country. On sale every Thursday in news agencies, supermarkets and at every NRL game every week.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Ruffin Racing.
29 after 7. Tommy Berry's just going to join us in a tick to talk about. He rode on the track this morning, so we thought we may as well grab him while we're just waiting to get the others that we've locked away. A couple of extras as we approach the interims here. Uthred has come out of the third. Race 3, number 5. Then we go down to race 8 and Junuba's come out. number 2, and Sacred Master, number 5. And, Ron, I don't think they're a surprise. We were half expecting Janoob.
Yeah, and there was reports that Chris was pretty open, saying that he was thinking Sacred Master, Wyong Cup, and Janoob. Yep. He'd prefer him on a softer track.
Okay, yeah. So that's the story there.
A drier track.
Yeah. Tommy Berry, just on short notice, we appreciate taking our call, Tommy.
Pleasure, Andrew.
Mate, you were out there this morning and rode on it. You feel that it's somewhere between an 8 and a 9?
Yeah, look, it felt like a heavy 9 this morning. But I felt like if we get a nice bit of weather before the races, it could get to a heavy 8. But it, I was surprised to see. I rode on the inside grass all morning and then later on rode on the course proper. And it's a good, you know, 2, 3, 4 degrees colder out there. So it just takes a little bit longer with it being a lot colder out on the course proper for it to dry out.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting. But I guess it's where were you when you rode on it?
I was on the fence.
You're on the road. So,
yeah, obviously we're going to be getting off that for sure. You'll be a little bit better out in the centre of the track. It's definitely in the heavy range.
Happy with start turn?
Yeah, very happy. Saw him this morning. He looks great. Couldn't be happier with him. He's made improvements since his first at run, and he's always going to strip fit from that run. Duff's, obviously, he's got to step up again to beat this field. It's a smart bunch of horses, and hopefully he can. And if he can, he's definitely as good as we think he is.
And we all know how brilliant he is and how much he'd grown and filled into himself first up there. But the facts are that he's 2 1,200-metre runs. He's yet to run a place. Are you confident that he can, you know, run this 12 and maybe 1,400 in his next couple of starts?
Yeah, I am. He was a lot more immature last preparation. And even though he's a big horse last prep, he was still a bit probably weak as well. He's come back much stronger. He's doing a lot right. He's relaxing better in his races and that. I've got no doubt he'll run 1,200. 1,400 is obviously going to be a query till we get him over it, but he's got the size and the physique, and he gives you a nice feel. He gave me a nice feel at the end of his race the other day, like he'd be able to get the trip, no problem.
Okay.
All right. Well, look, we are on the chase of Michael Hawks and a few of the others, so we won't go through them. I guess you're looking forward to Rosa Mann as one that we could mention.
Yeah, she's very honest. She goes very well on the backup because she's a mare that sort of really gets herself hot and bothered in the barriers. She sits down a bit quiet in there, and that's why she can miss the kick very often. But every time she's on the backup, she relaxes a bit better in the barriers. She doesn't pull as hard in her races, and that's a big difference. You can ride her a little bit closer than having to ride a dead colt. So, she ran second on the backup about a month ago, and I think she'll be able to do it again. And you know, the wet track, as you said, on form on Ronnie, she's her only query.
Yeah. She's not as if she can't get through, but her form says that she's much better. It was a terrific run last week, but her form said she's much better on a drying surface.
Yeah, just much more comfortable. The big thing with her is I think the soft track's not the problem. It's just whether it gets shifty.
That's right.
And when it gets shifty, she's not comfortable on it. And a lot of horses aren't because they just don't have any confidence on it. So hopefully we've got some nice, good grounding underneath that top layer of the grass there, and we can get our feet right into it.
All right, mate. Thank you for taking our call. We just wanted to get a feeling there on knowing that you'd ridden on that track. Good luck today.
Always a pleasure, guys. See you out there.
Thanks, Tommy. Tommy Berry there. Suzanne has come out of the third. This race has been knocked around a bit, Mike.
The whole meeting has.
Race 3, you can take out 1, 3, 5, and 9 now. Number 9 has just come out.
Well, Darren Flindell will be happy. He had Suzanne and Savan there.
Yeah, exactly. He was preparing. We're just waiting for those to go interim. But Michael Hawks has taken our call, and we thank him for that. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, how are you going?
Yeah, excellent, mate. We've just been talking to Tommy about the track. You're out there. Thankfully, we've just had this break in the heavy stuff from earlier midweek.
Well, there's no track Tommy Berry doesn't like riding on, that's for sure. So he was out here nice and bright and early, and end of the day, the track's still pretty heavy. But we've got a break in the weather, but it's a bit unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Yep.
You've just pulled Swear out over the last minute or two.
Yeah, Ronnie, we've just had a deliberation the last couple of minutes, Dad and I, and just decided it was probably the best thing for the horse. He's got to be first up, 59.5, wet track, and we just don't want to hurt him.
What do you think of that horse? He was a bit mystery runner today. He was just that's usually a good race that he won at Hawkesbury, and he just had a bit of style about him, like it looks a real miler.
He does. He's probably the more staying sort of horse. Hence, that's why he'll run next week in the Ming Dynasty, and he'd be better weighted. But whereas today, just heavy track, 1400 first up, you just don't want to kill him, be fair. Yeah. And he's a nice horse. He's a nice progressive horse, Ronnie. And I think the further he gets, the better he'll be. And he's still learning. He's only a baby still. But his win at Hawkesbury was very, very good. And hence, that's why I've looked after him today.
Okay, you got Snoopy, race six. He obviously had those few little excuses there first up. He never really had a chance to balance up and flatten out.
Yeah, it was just a bad ride, full stop. So he's in the wrong spot at the wrong time and couldn't get out, and rest is history. Probably should have, could have, would have, and you don't pay on those, unfortunately. So end of the day, we've just got to move on, and today's the right race. He gets through the ground okay, and, I can't see why he couldn't win.
And obviously you've got Star Turn there. How's he done?
He's super. He's really good. He's done really well since his first up win. And probably the biggest plus about today is, even though it's a heavy ground, he's had the two solid trials and he's had a start. So, he's probably got that advantage over his rivals, being a bit of fitness on his side. So, look, it's a tough race. It's a different race to last time. Obviously there's a lot more depth in this, and, El Divino, Asterns, Mediterraneans. Like, it's going to be a pretty, pretty good race, solid form race this going forward. So, I can't fault him. He's done super. He looks outstanding, and he's definitely trained on. I'm very happy.
Beauty.
Okay. And if he runs well today, and I know you're a stable that waits and sees, but just for our listeners, is he a definite Golden Rose runner?
Nothing's definite yet, Ronnie. He's still there. It all depends on today. Obviously, Divine Prophet is probably headed that way, and we start turning a bit of a different horse. He's, he's more a sprinter, even though 1400 is still a sprint. But when you've got dealing with these colts and you're trying to place them in the right races to get the best result, and we're a stable, we just won't run for the sake of running. Everything's got to pan out. Everyone knows that, and that's what we're about. The horse comes first. So going forward from today, yes, this race will tell us a little bit more where we're at with him. But look, he's still there. Not denying that. We're not denying that. But yeah, at this stage, nothing's definitely locked in.
I understand.
Any reports from Melbourne? You've got two runners, Longer On race 8, Kenner in race 9.
Yeah, Longer On's going great. He's been in really good form, Ronnie. Everything's fine with him. Can't fault him. He's just a horse that loves to get out and bowl along. And, it seems a nice, suitable race for him. And Kenner was great first up the other day and ran a good second. And she's definitely trained on. And she's figuring the finish again with a bit of luck.
Beauty.
Good on you, Mike. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. Michael Hawkes joining us there. Calling me Duff.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Well, I suppose it's a wrap. Either that or I'm off. I'm off at the stable, but no, we'll be right. Michael Walker had an incident yesterday at Geelong, pulling up, and he got thrown off the horse when it turned around. He's not riding, and Damien Oliver's got the ride on the mare Sophia Rosa in the Group 1. They were on the chase of Ollie, and he wouldn't book a couple of weeks ago, but he ends up on the horse this morning. So Damien Oliver takes the ride on Sophia Rosa in the Memsie, and repeating that Tabago is out of that race. So there's a bit of news happening down in Melbourne as well. Righto. Gay Waterhouse might be joining us in just a tick. Chris Waller is also on the way, but Gay is on the line. Morning to you, Gay.
Good morning, and hi, Andrew, my love.
I'm excellent. Good to talk to you. Look, we're excited about these horses' evacuation today. Gee, it's got a big push.
He's a lovely colt. He's very relaxed. Son of more than ready. He's got lovely physique. He's nicely placed in this race. He's got a very rosy future in front of him. We're hoping he's going to be a Guineas horse.
If he won today, would you consider the Golden Rose as well, Gay?
No, Ron, I'd like to take him to Melbourne and concentrate down there.
Okay. He looks good.
He certainly does, and he'll be exceedingly hard to beat today. He's very forward. He's very relaxed. The further he goes, the better he goes. Being by more than ready, he loves the sting out of the ground. No, he's got a terrific chance in this race.
All positive. And is El Divino ready to go? He's had a nice little grounding with a couple of trials. He looked great last week in that gallop.
He's a very, very exciting horse. He's the real deal. It'll take a really top-class horse to beat him today.
Yeah, well, obviously, the plan is with him to step onto the Golden Rose and probably Melbourne after that as well.
Well, the Golden Rose is really the race we're going to use as the decider.
Okay.
You know, Anthony Thompson of Witten, who will stand El Divino when he retires from racing, he thinks he's more a sprinter. John Cavalieri and myself, we're not so sure.
No.
But if you watch him, when he works with Harder, he's extremely sort of competitive. If he works by himself, he's very relaxed, and you think he'd go 2 miles. You know, he's very versatile, I think.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing these two beautiful colts today, and let's hope they can do the stable justice.
I'll see you there.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Gay. Gay Waterhouse with her too. Certainly not backing off on evacuation, Ron.
No. He's the Guineas horse by the sound of it.
Yep.
And El Divino's the Golden Rose horse. But they're certainly both very well fancied today.
All right. Break coming up. These are the scratchings, the finals for the program. 24 of them. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 4, Tower of Song. 7, Labdian, and 9, Letchworth. 4, 7, and 9. Race 3, 1, Haydock, 2, Swear, 3, Calabasas. You stop coughing, Mike. Turn him off. 5, Uthred, and 9, C-Ann. So it's 1, 2, 3, 5, and 9. Now out of the third, how many have we ended up there, Ron?
We've got 3, 4, 5 scratchings. We've got 5 runners left.
Disappointing.
Very disappointing.
When we spoke about it. The fourth race, number 2, Perizzata, 3, Handwritten, 6, Lemmy Astray, and 14, Snowbrook, 2, 3, 6, and 14. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 1, Harara, 10, L.A. Chevelle, and 11, Oscar's Choice, 1, 10, and 11. The 7th clear. Race 8, the Premier's Cup, 2, Janoob, and 5, Sacred Master, 2 and 5. And race 9, 1, Incostinati, 6, Invincibile, 12, Jubawi Dream, 13, Dinghu Mountain, 14, Secret Prophet, 15, Serve and Volley, and 16, Lucky Fish. 1, 6, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. A break still to come. Chris Waller and James Cummings.
Dynamics Indications and Mick Price offer a high-quality filly. Buy Written Tycoon from a half-sister to Group 1 winner, First Seal.
Mick Price here for Dynamics Indications. Lot 364, the Written Tycoon filly. First Seal is Group 1. The second dam episode is an Oaks winner. She's strong, muscly, really nice filly. I love the filly. It's one of the better fillies in this sale.
Join the Dynamic Mick Price team. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
A massive jackpot has landed. Today, there's a massive $100,000 quaddy jackpot up for grabs at Rosehill Gardens. First leg is race 6 at 3:10. Plus, tonight, there's a huge $20,000 quaddy jackpot up for grabs at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. First leg is race 5 at 7:53. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Rossen Racing.
17 to 8 it is. We're previewing these races at Rose Hill with our key interviews. Ron Duffesy, Mike Fraser, and James Cummings is on the line. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. A lot of build-up to the run to the Rose, and I guess you can't wait. You can't wait to see good standing back.
Yeah, this is a Group 1 race in disguise. There's no... going to be no hiding in this race, and it's going to lay a great platform, as it does every year, as the main lead up to the Golden Rose. And more than likely, we're going to have a new favourite in that race by tonight, because the quality of horses that we're going to, the quality of these colts that we're going to see in the yard today, I don't think it will be like anything we've seen yet so far this spring. I've seen a few of them coming out of Randwick, and some of those trials as well have been as good as you will see, and you just see the looks on the faces of the jockeys when they're getting off these horses, giving feedback to their trainers. You know, these are beyond A grade. These could be the weight for age horses next year.
What do you say about your colt then?
Well, I've been very pleased with the way he's returned. I can only hope that the market's a little bit off the mark with him, because you know, whilst I respect how strong the race is, that they haven't priced sort of $15 and not much chance of winning. But I think that Good Standing is a very good horse, and you know, I think that he should make his presence felt.
Where do you see him mapping? Where do you see him in the run? Back or
I'm
forward?
I'm going to have to leave a lot of it to Glyn, but look, I don't think he possesses as much natural speed as a lot of the slick horses underneath him. So, I'm prepared to leave a lot of it to Glyn, but I certainly wouldn't be making up our minds too early, and particularly with a horse that would be prepared that he jumps very well, and Glyn needs to keep an open mind with respect to that. But I certainly wouldn't be unhappy to see the horse just ridden quietly, and alternatively, if he was to win the jump, then you wouldn't waste it.
Happy to run all your horses on a heavy nine today.
You there, James? Okay, that line's just dropped out. James Cummings.
Andrew, there's yep. a very... Well, there was Lord of the Sky did come out of that Mimsy as well.
Oh, did it? Okay. So oh, it big, has too.
That's a big tempo angle change to that race.
Charmed Harmony gets probably a soft lead.
Complete control. That's a whole different situation now.
I'll try and chase it out. It came out... actually, I should have picked that up because Ollie,
that's what made me, Gerard. What's going two on? Of them?
Yeah, so Lord of the Sky came out on Vets at 7:28, and Tabago was the other one when it didn't eat up overnight. So I'll try and get some news from Robbie on Lord of the Sky. Chris Waller's online. We'll go to Chris and we'll see whether we can get James back after this one. Morning, dear Chris.
Good morning, everybody.
Good to talk to you, mate. We're on this heavy ground, but it's what it is.
Yeah. We can see the spring in our sights, and I guess that's the reason why there are a few scratchings, because it's only a matter of waiting a week or 10 days and the track should be perfect.
Yeah. And the nights are going to warm up next week, they say, so obviously these tracks should dry out better.
Chris, they'll be fine.
Yeah. You start off pretty strong in the first with Firebird Flyer and My Juliana. Firebird Flyer, well, how honest is this horse?
Yeah, she's been a real find, and racing consistently well, and My Juliano actually beat her when he broke his maiden, so she's gone from strength to strength, and we've just held him back a little bit, and his run last Wednesday was very good, so as you say, well represented with the claim on Firebird Flyer and obviously Hugh Bowman on My Juliano.
The market says not much between them. The stables thoughts are similar?
I just guess no, I couldn't separate them at all, really. You've got just Firebird Flyer, just so consistent, and My Juliano maybe has a bit of upside to him, but it's hard to go past consistent form like hers.
Antonio Giuseppe looks an improver. Bit to like about his Canterbury win, and probably the bigger track should suit him.
Yeah, I think today will tell us a lot if he's going to step up and be the horse that's going to go through the grades quickly. I think he can take the next step, which would be today's race. If he's just going to take a bit of time to get through the grades, well, he'll probably struggle to win a Saturday race straight off a midweek race. But we like him, and he can handles all going, and we'll certainly appreciate the long way of silk straight today. Got a nice draw to get a good run.
You scratched him off a heavy 10 on Wednesday. You're happy to run him on a heavy 9 today?
Yeah, definitely. And he was going to run on a heavy 8 the other day. It was only when we got out to a heavy 10 we decided to, with that big weight, with I think 61 or 61 and a half on a heavy 10 track, it might have just taken a bit too much out of him. Mm-hmm. But with a 54 weight today, heavy 9, we just think it's a better way to race and come out of the race the other side.
Okay. Race 3, Tumultuous. He's a well-bred improver.
Yeah, he's going to improve as a 3-year-old, which is typical of the fast nets, and hasn't done much wrong. First up's obviously a little concerned, but he hasn't. I think he raced mid-July from memory, so he hasn't had a long time out. But just needs to start somewhere, could certainly fit into a 1600 or 1800 metre 3 year old in some of the better races.
Coco Excel looks very smart.
Yes, she does. Obviously, her maiden was good, and she's had a trial since then. 1400's a bit of a concern, but simply because she's a free-going horse and likes to get up there and get the work done. But I don't think that'll hold her back. I think the distance will be fine. She's not a big gross horse. She's very athletic and ready to run well, so very good chance and hopefully a very exciting filly that we've got to work with after today.
How's Sabacus returned in race six?
Very good. I think he's matured a little bit more and therefore got a bit stronger. I don't think he's raced on a track that's wet before, but has won on a soft track, albeit a better side of soft. So just hoping he gets through it okay, but he had a really nice quiet trial and he's got that Queensland winter form or a trip to Queensland. Didn't do that well up there, but what I'm saying is he hasn't been out long and he did have a short break in Queensland, so he's come back in great shape.
Nikitas is a nice style of colt. He's new to your stable. His trials have been a bit inconclusive.
Yeah, we haven't asked him to do much and he hasn't done much, to be fair. But obviously he's a quality horse, taking on a very strong field today first up. What else can I tell you? He's just, yeah, it'd just be nice to see him recapture that early two-year-old form. It probably wasn't as strong as a late two-year-old. And hopefully he can get back to that Magic Millions form and sprint well fresh.
And you also got Salomon here. You must like this horse. You're giving him a Brisbane prep where he won a stakes race and you're resuming him in a race like this. So obviously some opinion of him.
Yeah, definitely. There's not a lot of other options, really. He has to start somewhere, and some horses really do improve, like him, with a trip to Brisbane. Once they're 2 and 3, they can normally improve a couple of lengths for late developers. So we're hoping that'll be the case today. We're not expecting to win, but if he could finish off strongly and run in the first five, it's going to be a very good form race heading towards the sprint.
Loophole in the Premier's Cup, he's always a chance in a race like this.
Yeah, very much so. He's a fit horse. He was a good second last start. He's down in the weights and the 1900 metres suits.
And Labdian in the last, he's fitter now.
Yeah, just good last start run was good. Ran second behind a very smart horse that had the momentum up and she just got sort of bottled in on the fence and took a while to get clear, but hit the line well, so racing against the boys stays just that little bit tougher, adds a bit more depth to a race, but shouldn't be far away.
Your couple of mares in Melbourne, she's clean all Cerise in race three, they run well?
Yeah, she's clean, she's never far away, but struggling to break through to win with the big weights, and all Cerise, first up run was disappointing, but today I'll be trying to lead on her and see if we can get away with some soft sections. And she normally takes a few runs to find form, and hopefully we'll see an improvement today.
Beauty.
And the mare came through well from the experience last Saturday, Winx?
Yeah, come through it really well, Andrew. That's she's had a gallop this morning and everything's working. And looking forward to next Saturday. She's very lucky with the weather. I wouldn't have liked to have run her on a track too heavy last week, but we don't have to worry about that because it's in the past and she's returned in great shape. So hopefully we'll get some nice weather next week and see a good track again for the Chelmsford.
We look forward to that. Good luck today, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
Chris Waller joining us there. Just spoke with Robbie Lang off air. Doesn't sound that good, although they haven't taken a scan yet, guys, but they took the bandages off its legs because it's obviously had issues in the past. When they took the bandages off, the off-front tendon showed really quite hot. And it looks likely they'll take a scan. That hasn't happened yet, but it could be a reoccurrence of the injury in that tendon that was suffered in the Bletchingley just over 12 months ago. So bad luck for them because he was right there today to win a Group 1.
Yeah, bad luck. It's, yeah. He had run of the race stuff in his favour and fitness edge, but not to be.
Not to be. So Damien Oliver gets Sophia Rosa. Just to wrap it up, Ron, we're just going to wrap up with James Cummings. We've got him back online. Not too sure where you're up to, Ron.
Well, just finishing off on good standing, and sounds like James is pretty happy with him.
Yeah. Look, he comes into the race fit enough to make an impact, and like we were touching on earlier, this is just going to be the form race for the early part of the good 3-year-old season. So everyone wants to pay particular attention to this race, but I don't think there's no secret about that either.
I'm quite interested in this filly Savan. She did a good job at a debut, and being by Savabil, you'd expect her to 1400 to suit her. It looks a nice filly. What's your opinion of her?
Yeah, we are quite taken by her, Ronnie. One of the things about this race every year, we scratched from the midweek that was on a bottomless track to go here. We just felt like there'd be no doubting that the Rose Hill Heavy is going to be a little more tractable for these horses than what Warwick Farm was on Wednesday. But even more importantly, we get a little bit of a line on this filly because this race every year sees horses like Prazi fighting out with Norzita and Swain S fighting it out with First Eel. The way it's positioned going into the early part of the spring just lays a really good platform for those horses coming through the midweeks and the winter. So, if she can be competitive here, even though the race is reduced to only 5 runners, I'd be very surprised that there aren't a couple of really good horses coming out of this race going into races like the Stan Fox, Gloaming, or even the T Rose. So, with any luck, she's that horse for us.
Race 5, Shahrazad. I think a backup on a wet with the extra 100 metres is certainly a triple tick there.
Yeah, not to mention comes out of, I think, a really, really strong race last start against, against Southern Legend. I think that will keep standing up in the coming months. And she got beaten less than 3 lengths behind them. So, I can see her getting a good run. I can see her being fit. She's at the end of her prep. We'll spell her on Monday. And, we love backing these horses up at the end of their preps and usually reward us.
Your other horse there, Moulbien, a bit short, but could surprise.
Yeah, it should be too short for her, and she probably will need it, but, we'd be over the moon if she could lob and run third or fourth. She should run well, but her best is around 1350, 1400. So, we keep training her that way, and she might even find herself on a quick backup after this.
Ruling Dynasty, have to forgive him back in distance second up and judge him on his first up run.
Yeah, and I think if you do, then he's in with a great chance. He can... he'll be going sort of... His memory of going 1,400 metre speed 2 weeks ago, he'll all of a sudden find himself back against the stayers, and I think he'll really enjoy his work. The horse looks a picture, and we expect him to run accordingly.
Okay, a few runners at Newcastle, and Lightning Streak finds a winnable race.
She does, and we'd like to ride her a little more positively with the scenario today. And she's got fitness on her side now, having had that run at 2,100 metres under her belt.
Beauty.
All right, mate, good luck with them all, particularly good standing coming back in the run to the Rose.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks a lot, James. James Cummings there. So we got them all, plus Tommy Berry on the track. So you've done all right, Duff.
We've done well. We've done
you deserve
well.
A cup of coffee. You go and have that. Mike, you okay there? Just lobbing along?
100%, just watching the Bronx.
Replay for the 10th time. He's been up all night watching.
He's replayed the game 20 times.
I just wish John O'Shea was on.
John did ring in, but we declined to put him to air because we're running late. All right, back with you guys in a moment. Our full preview coming up for Rose Hill. Let's look at all the scratchings for today. Rose Hill, a sunny day coming up, around 19-20 degrees out at Rose Hill. A heavy 9, penetrometer 5.88, and the rail is true. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 4, Tower of Song. 7, Labdien, and 9, Letchworth. 4, 7, and 9. Race 3, number 1, Haydock. 2, Swear. 3, Calabasas. 5, Uthred, and 9, Suzanne. 1, 2, 3, 5, and 9. Race 4, number 2, Perizzata. 3, Handwritten. 6, Lemmy Astray, and 14, Snowbrook. 2, 3, 6, and 14. Race 5 is clear. Race 6 at Rose Hill. 1, Harara. 10, La Chevelle, and 11, Oscar's Choice. 1, 10, and 11. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, the Premier's Cup. 2, Janoob, and 5, Sacred Master. 2 and 5. And race 9, number 1, Ikosta Nati. 6, Invincibile. 12, Jubawi Dream. 13, Dinghu Mountain. 14, Secret Prophet. 15, Serve and Volley. And 16, Lucky Fish. 1, 6, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. That's the information, except for one rider that we needed in the Tab Highway. Race 4, number 4, Charge of Light, is Tim Clark. T. Clark, race 4, number 4. Newcastle on the Beaumont.